This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
The latest news from Rome and the Vatican, Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent today, our world traveler, not today in the Vatican, but with the latest news of the Vatican, but today from the south central part of India, live from India this morning. Ashley, good morning. Why are you there?
Well, good morning, John. I am so happy to come to you from another part of the world today. And to answer your question why we're here, we're visiting the family of my husband, John Nerona, and spending some time together with the family, which is much needed after a long time. And also my husband John and I will be doing a retreat for the priests and religious of the Archdiocese of Bangalore. So we are very much looking forward to that because, as you know so well, John, our priests take such good care of us and don't always have the time to be nurtured themselves. So this is an opportunity for just that. My husband, John Nerona, is going to be speaking on priestly identity. I'm going to be talking about conflict resolution, especially for priests and religious. So a chance for them to be renewed and refreshed and to rejoice during this season of Lent, John.
You know, we were just talking with Father John Gordon about putting on that spiritual armor, and it's armor that perhaps we didn't know we were putting on, but some of the graces of the pandemic over the last year. And that kind of fits in with the theme of the Holy Father's a general audience today about that armor of prayer and how that opens us up to the Holy Trinity. And I think we lost our connection to Ashley Nerona. That was the focus. Do we have you back, Ashley?
I can hear you, John. There was a moment that it seems like we got lost, but I can hear you again.
Yeah, we were talking about, and Ashley is in South Central India. She's in the Archdiocese of Bangalore today, where she and her husband, John, who's from India, they're visiting his family. We're kind of coming in and out. Matt, you'll tell me when we're reconnected, and she's there in South Central India, not only to make a family visit as well, but also to do a Lenten retreat for the priests of the Archdiocese. And of course, Ashley updates us on the Pope's general weekly audience, which resumed today. And today the Holy Father was talking about how prayer opens us up to the Trinity. And that was the focus. And Ashley, I don't know if you're connected again or not, but we were saying about the prayer opening us up to the Trinity and how that is part of our spiritual armor. And perhaps that is something that you have seen in the last months of the pandemic. And the Holy Father really continued his catechesis, as he's been doing over the last several Wednesdays, a catechesis on prayer. And again, focusing this week about prayer in the Trinity. And that's a part of our, as you were talking about, our spiritual armor, is that prayer opens us up to the Trinity, Ashley.
Yes. In fact, today the Pope spoke about how it is Christ who has taught all men how to pray. And because of that, we have been given access to the life of the Trinity. He said that it's important that we remember that to engage in dialogue with God, it's a grace, that humanity is not worthy of it, and that no one has a right to claim it. But instead, mankind limps with every word and with every thought of God. But he said there is a way, and that way is Jesus. Jesus is the door that has opened heaven, and with that, this opens the chance for relationship with God. And it is Jesus himself who reveals the identity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And prayer, it's prayer that then helps a person know that identity of God more deeply, opens up a person to experience what he called the immense sea of God as love. But then today, the Pope pointed out that there may be times when God is just not content with people's prayers. And he cited the words of St. Francis of Assisi in the Canticle of the Sun, that no man is worthy to mention your name. He also cited the words of the centurion from the Gospel that say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Of course, we all know that well because we say that at Mass every day. Now, he says, even though men may not be worthy, it is only through Jesus that one has the courage to believe in a God that loves humanity. And he pointed out that in the parables, one sees the love of God in the merciful Father, and in the shepherd who goes in search of the lost sheep. So he posed three questions for reflection this morning. He asked, what kind of God is prepared to die for his people? And what kind of God loves always and patiently without demanding to be loved in return? And finally, he asked, what God accepts the tremendous lack of gratitude of a son who asks for his inheritance in advance, leaves home, and squanders everything? So today the Pope concluded that no one is a father like our God the Father. And he went on to say that the greatest proof that God loves humanity is that he sent Jesus. Without Jesus, he said, no one would have been able to conceive or even comprehend God as a loving father. But because of Jesus' willingness to lay down his life, and because of the way Jesus lived, that we can come to understand the closeness, compassion, and tenderness of God the Father. And finally, today, Pope Francis asked for prayers for his trip to Iraq, where, of course, he said he'll visit a martyred church and he will take steps toward what he called, John, human fraternity.
Mm-hmm. Is the real concern in the Vatican about the Holy Father's safety, not only because of COVID-19, but security fears? And we know that the news overnight, rocket strikes at an Iraqi base housing some U.S. troops have happened, and that's yet another security risk just 48 hours before the Holy Father's visit to Iraq.
Yes, absolutely. There are very real security risks. In fact, Iraq has been asking the Vatican, they would like to fly the Holy Father over in one of their own planes. They would like to provide their own security detail. But at this point, the Vatican has not accepted that offer. Pope Francis feels, he's saying that there is a sense of urgency. There are many people who have criticized this trip. They say because of COVID-19, because of all of these safety concerns. He says that he feels an urgency to go. Now, that's especially because in 1999, Pope St. John Paul II had attempted to go to Iraq. It was meant to be the start of a pilgrimage where he was going to visit the holiest sites of Christianity. But that did not materialize because of the conditions there under Saddam Hussein. So today at the audience, Pope Francis specifically said that because that last trip of Pope St. John Paul II had been canceled, he feels all the more reason that he needs to go, that the people of Iraq are waiting for him. And of course, this will be historic in many, many ways. It is going to be the Holy Father's first trip abroad in 15 months since the outbreak of this pandemic, and also the first ever papal journey to Iraq. So he's got a very full schedule, which I can share with you, John. And also it's very interesting because he's going to be visiting several cities. He'll go to Mosul, he'll go to Erbil, for example. He's going to go to the Plain of Ur, which is, of course, the homeland of Abraham, of the patriarch. And he's also going to visit the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who is an influential Muslim cleric. So this will be an interreligious event. There's going to be a lot of, you can imagine, a lot of COVID-19 virus restrictions.
Right.
So the locals are saying that's basically the one cloud that is hanging over this.
Sure.
For example, the stadium where he will celebrate Mass in Erbil, it can host about 20,000 people, while only 10,000 will be allowed to attend. The Pope is going to travel in a covered car, probably an armored car, for all of his transfers. So the Vatican is saying that that may limit the formation of crowds on the streets. But this trip is being seen as an opportunity for the Pope to show a sign of closeness to the church in Iraq, to the suffering church in Iraq, and to all of the Christians in the Middle East, and an opportunity to really encourage people in their faith in that area. Because, of course, the presence of Christians in Iraq and who've been there, Christians have been there since the time of Christ, the presence has significantly diminished in the last two decades as churches have been destroyed, as homes of Christians have been destroyed. And in 2003, so that was pre-Saddam Hussein, there were about 1.4 million Christians in the country. And so that has dwindled drastically as people were forced to flee for their lives in face of violence and in the face of persecution. So with all of that said, this is especially why today at the public audience, Pope Francis asked for prayers of all of the faithful. so that he can be, so he can go, so he can make this historic trip and again show that closeness to the people of Iraq, to all of the Christians of the Middle East, and of course for his safety and that of his entire entourage, which also includes about 20 people from the Vatican and 70 journalists, John.
And our entire Relevant Radio family join in those prayers for the Pope's health and safety as he makes that pilgrimage to Iraq, and prayers for your health and safety as well. You and John joining us from South Central India, where they're not only visiting John's family, that's Ashley's husband, but John and Ashley are doing a special Lenten retreat for the priests of the Archdiocese of Bangalore. Truthandbeautyproject.com. Check that out. That's John and Ashley Nirona's website. It provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome online at Truth and Beauty. Project.com. Ashley, thanks and God bless.
Oh, it's great to be with you. God bless you. Thank you.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nirona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.